Another classical makeover comes in the latest CD from the young choral composer Eric Whitaker. It's called Cloudburst. Our reviewer Tom Schnabel says the music is optimistically American and should have wide appeal.
I used to live in a small apartment and, just like now, listen to music all the time. I had a neighbor named Chris who liked working on and driving really loud muscle cars. One afternoon, while I was enjoying the luminous 1947 Requiem by French composer Maurice Duruflé, I heard the roar of Chris's Plymouth Barracuda driving into the underground garage. He slammed the door and yelled up at me, "Hey Tom, who died?" I guess some people just don't like choral music. It reminds them of funerals. But there's a new choral composer who might change all that. Eric Whitaker writes captivating music of rare beauty. For me, it's choral music of another order. Here's a song based on the playful but inspiring poem by E.E. Cummings, "I Thank You, God, for Most This Amazing Day." Whitaker's career as a choral composer started almost by accident, acting on a tip from a friend who told him that a good way to meet women was to sing in the school choir. Whitaker joined it, but instead of meeting attractive choristers, he was smitten instead by Mozart's Requiem. He never looked back. What I like about Eric Whitaker's music is his keen harmonic sense, his beautiful chords, his love of musical surprises. He shifts chords and startles with unexpected alterations. The dynamics are huge. Listening in my car, I turned up the volume during a quiet passage only to get smacked by an explosive fortissimo that almost blew out my amp and speakers. This song from Cloudburst is based on the poem Water Night by Mexican writer Octavio Paz. A word about the English choir Polyphony that performs the songs on Cloudburst. The group and its director, Stephen Layton, handle even the most complex and challenging passages flawlessly. Their performances are truly stunning. Eric Whitaker inspires us to hear choral music in new ways, a refreshing take on what's often a musty old genre. He has a big following in high schools and colleges because of his popular masterclasses here and abroad. He just left to give some in Brazil. His website on MySpace.com gets tons of visitors too. Given his youth, he's only 35, and his surfer hunk handsomeness, the tall blonde composer probably didn't need to join the choir to meet women. But I'm glad he did. And I'd bet that even my old hot rod neighbor Chris would like his music too.
The CD is called Cloudburst by Eric Whitaker. The reviewer is Tom Schnabel of member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.